Coming up, authors write books, but what do they like to read? On this episode of the podcast, we're getting a glimpse of the reading tables of some of today's most popular Jewish authors. Welcome to 613 Books Podcast. I'm your host, Heather Dean. And if you like to read a variety of books with authentic Jewish values, we read you loud and clear. We've got a special treat for you on this edition of the podcast. We're having such a great year on season one of 613 Books Podcast, and I've been so very fortunate to have welcomed many talented, popular, and highly esteemed authors to be our featured guest each week whose books we enjoy and draw inspiration from. Well, on this episode, we're going to hear from a few of them to find out what books have earned a place on their reading table. I'm so looking forward to this because these authors' written work is enjoyed by thousands of book buyers, and now we get a glimpse at what books have gotten their attention. First up, we have Bracha Goetz on the line. She's the author of over 40 Jewish children's books and a candid new memoir about her joy to Judaism called Nourish the Soul. Okay, welcome back to 613 Books Podcast, Bracha Goetz, and tell us what is on your reading table.
Hi, Heather. This is a book on my reading table. It's called Ein Ode Milvado, Divine Providence, Hashem's Intimate Involvement in Our Lives. And it's written by Ephraim Pinczauer. Well, Ephraim Pinczauer actually contacted me and sent me the book because he wanted me to read it. And if I loved it, to adapt it into a children's book, which I am working on. And it's an amazing book. I read through it. I learned so much from it, and I keep going back to it. It helps you to internalize so deeply Hashem's intimate involvement in our lives through many, many examples so that you feel every day that you are living with such a clear awareness of the Almighty's involvement in your own life. So that's what I wanted to share is on my reading table.
Thank you, Bracha. That's a fascinating recommendation. Okay, next, we are virtually flying from Israel, where Bracha is, all the way to New York, where my next guest, Barbara Ben-Susan, resides. She is the author of several books, including Pride and Preference, and she was a guest on 613 Books Podcast around Hanukkah to talk with me about this very charming and compelling novel. Barbara has been a journalist for Jewish newspapers and magazines for over 25 years and received two Simon Rockauer Awards for her work. Barbara can be reached through her website for coaching, copywriting, ghostwriting, and to speak to your community or organization. And you'll find a link to that in the show notes of this episode. All right, Barbara Ben-Susan is on the line, so welcome back to 613 Books Podcast. Tell us what's on your reading table.
Hi, it's Barbara Ben-Susan. I wanted to speak about a book on my reading table. It is called Pepper, Silk, and Ivory, by Rabbi Marvin Tokayer, who is unfortunately no longer with us, but I had the privilege of interviewing him a few years ago. Rabbi Tokayer was urged by the Lubavitcher Rebbe to go serve as the rabbi in Japan. This is going back many years. And he resisted at first, but he finally did. And he spent 10 years in the Orient. And he wrote a book about the Talmud, kind of a Talmud for Dummies book in Japanese that was a bestseller. And then he also wrote this book, which is the result of many years of research into Jews in the Far East. And I found it so fascinating. It was one of these books where you say, like, who would have thought it? He talks about Jews who did the Japanese Constitution, a Jew who wrote the Chinese National Anthem, Jews who lent money to the Japanese government that caused them to appreciate Jews and not persecute them during the war. He talks about Jews in India. It's just a trove of information about Jews who went to these countries and left their mark. And you come away with this impression that, you know, you put a Jew anywhere in the world and somehow they will leave such an impact. So we go to these countries and there's not much there. And yet somehow they make their mark. They rise right to the top and they leave a huge imprint, be it cultural, be it political, be it medical, be it religious. So I just found it really, really fascinating. A lot of things that I never would have imagined in my wildest dreams. He goes from the Sassoons of China to the Kadoris from India. They're in China. Maybe I'm getting mixed up, but there's so much information in the book. I truly think it's something worth reading. And that's one of the books on my reading table right now.
Thanks so much for this recommendation, Barbara. Stay warm this winter. As for my listeners and me, we are taking a virtual flight from New York to England because next on the line, we have Rabbi Dr. Akiva Tatz, who has written a number of books on the subject of Jewish thought and philosophy, including Anatomy of a Search, World Mask, The Thinking Jewish Teenager's Guide to Life, Living Inspired, Will, Freedom, and Destiny, As Dawn Ends the Night, and most recently, Shabbat and the Festivals, Journey and Destination. We had an incredible month of Tishrei with Rabbi Tatz, who was my guest on 613 Books podcast before each of the Chagim, and we discussed many, many of the deepest concepts, which he writes about in depth in his Sefer Shabbat and the Festivals. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome you back, Rabbi Akiva Tatz, to 613 Books podcast and to find out what incredible book has earned a place on your reading table.
Okay, Heather, you've asked me what is a book on my reading desk, so to speak. Of course, I have very broad tastes and I try to keep informed about many things. I read about science. I keep up to date about medicine and medical halacha and many things. But you asked me to pick out one. A sefer, a book that I came across relatively recently, is the work of Ramad Vali, Rav Moshe David Vali. He was a contemporary of the Ramchal, and relatively recently, his fantastic work on Torah has been published. I think it runs to 11 volumes. Here's a copy of one of them. That's called, this is Ramad Vali on Torah, but actually it ranges through the whole Torah, including Mishlei, and his interpretation or his commentary is absolutely outstanding. I mean, of course, not that he needs my approval, but what's remarkable about it is his style is, he goes through every verse, explaining it in a very practical way, and then giving you one layer beneath the surface Kabbalistically without getting too complicated and technical. And then he always ends by segueing forming a bridge between what he's just said and the next verse in the Torah. So it's a remarkable, smooth transition from one verse to the next throughout Torah, and incredible degree of consistency in terms of the structure. First, a certain level, simple but insightful, remarkable comments, very original thoughts. I also identify with him on a personal level because he was a doctor as well. Sometimes that comes through in his writings, by the way. But a remarkable thing and remarkable Kabbalistic insights as well in a very, very beautifully precise and consistent fashion. So one learns from not only original material, but also a mastery of presentation.
Well, thank you very much for that recommendation, Rabbi Tatz. This is certainly a sefer your fellow Talmidei Chachamim will pore over more satisfactorily than I could hope to at this point, but you never know if someone will include it in an upcoming lecture. And if I could squeeze in a sefer that's been on my reading table for the past 5 years, it's the Chafetz Chaim A Lesson A Day book, which was edited by Rabbi Shimon Finkelman and Rabbi Yitzhak Berkowitz. Each day, the editors put a specific halacha about Shmiras HaLashon from Sefer Chafetz Chaim, as well as an entry inspired by Sefer Shmiras HaLashon. This is a book that I've had around for 20 years, and way back then, I learned a lesson a day over the course of reading through the Sefer, and then I just sort of put the book on a shelf only to look at it once in a while. And then, in a series of classes by Rabbi David Orlovsky that I took about 5 years ago, I remember that it was during the month of Elul that he recommended reading the Chafetz Chaim A Lesson A Day in order to improve how we observe Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. So I followed Rabbi Orlovsky's advice and read through the whole Sefer, A Lesson A Day. And what did I do when I reached the last day? I started the book over again the next day on the lesson for day one. And so on and so on and so on. And all these years later, it's become part of my routine to learn a lesson a day. every day is another opportunity to refine what is often considered a mace mitzvah, Shmiras HaLashon. And that's what's on the shelf for this episode of 613 Books Podcast. Check out the show notes for this episode to find links to contact my guests, as well as links to purchase their books and, wherever possible, the books that are on their reading tables. And that's what's on the shelf for this week's episode of 613 Books Podcast. I'm Heather Dean. Thanks for listening.
613 Books Podcast is produced and hosted by Heather Dean. Senior producer and director of operations, Greg Cohen. Consulting producer, Yiska Roth. Show announcer, Michael Doniger. Remember to like and subscribe to our show on your favorite app, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or your own preferred app, and never miss an episode. You can find all episodes of 613 Books Podcast by visiting our website, heatherdeanproductions.com.